This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some greatly improved white bass fishing at least one of our Corps of Engineer impoundments, and it looks like the catfish bite is also turning on. And we also have some good news regarding Asian carp heading to Lake Michigan. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, it does appear that earlier concerns over Asian carp making their way into the Great Lakes is proving unfounded. No silver or big head Asian carp were seen or caught during the 2 weeks of intensive monitoring initiated by the capture of an adult male silver carp 9 miles from Lake Michigan on June 22nd. The silver carp was captured by a contracted commercial fisherman below the T.J. O'Brien Lock and Dam. The capture triggered the Asian Carp Regional Coordinating Committee's contingency response plan, and the contingency response becomes necessary when silver or bighead carp are discovered in unexpected places in the Chicago area waterway system. With the conclusion of the extensive monitoring event on July 7th, barrier defense removal and monitoring actions will continue to be guided by the 2017 Monitoring and Response Plan. The plan includes 2 weeks of additional intensive Asian carp monitoring in the waterway upstream of the electrical dispersal barriers in September. Crews from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and the Illinois Natural History Survey, and contracted commercial fishers conducted the monitoring operation. The U.S. Coast Guard provided a notice to mariners of the increased activity above the areas above and below the T.J. O'Brien Lock and Dam. Now, the field portion of the operation exceeded 1,950 person-hours. In addition, commercial fishers working with the IDNR biologists set more than 43 miles of gill nets, while crews with the IDNR, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service conducted 365 electrofishing runs for a total of more than 91 hours of effort. Four electrofishing crews, three contracted commercial fishers, and a specially outfitted netting boat were deployed daily below the T.J. O'Brien and Lock and Dam in Lake Calumet, and in an area from the T.J. O'Brien Lock and Dam to Calumet Harbor. The operation covered a 13-mile section of the waterway in Calumet Harbor with intensive monitoring. Now, preceding the sampling efforts that resulted in the capture of a silver carp in late June, biologists collected environmental DNA samples at four sites above the electronic dispersal barriers in the Chicago area waterway system. None of the 240 samples collected the week of June 5th were positive for the presence of genetic material from either bighead or silver carp. The silver carp captured June 22nd was sent to Southern Illinois University for analysis to determine the fish's age and origin, and the IDNR promises that more information will be shared when it becomes available. So as you can see, things are looking a little bit better. We were quite concerned that Lake Michigan was becoming infiltrated with these Asian carp, but not the case yet. Now, it took only about 35 people around 20 minutes earlier last week to approve a $4 billion merger that's been lingering for months. Backed by that Cabela's CEO Tommy Milner calls overwhelming support, the shareholders of Cabela's approved their proposed merger with Bass Pro Shops. Under the current terms, shareholders will receive $61.50 per share for the stock, which has been trading at $58.90 all up to $59.94. After the merger, the companies will be based in Springfield, Missouri, and there's still no word on how many of the 1,000 workers in Cabela's Sydney, Nebraska headquarters will be retained. Cabela's stock closed trading recently at $59.97, up 8 cents. So that appears to just about be ready to happen. This warmer weather, as you might suspect, has created some widely varying fishing conditions at each of our Illinois three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Right now, Lake Shelbyville, just not a whole lot happening here. The lake is continuing to drop and recently was about 4.5 feet above normal pool. Just not a whole lot happening with the largemouth bass. Crappie are rated fair. Fair to slow, in fact. They're drifting minnows over deep brush and timber, which is basically a a catch anything type situation, and right now it's just not working all that great. And the walleye and sauger are also fair on bait rigs and along the breaks off the flats and on the main lake points, just not a whole lot going on there. And the white bass, they still haven't turned on, they're still only fair, so not much to report from Lake Shelbyville. Now at Carlisle Lake, white bass is pretty much everything there. Largemouth bass and crappie, as you might suspect, is quite slow with these high temperatures. There's just not much going on there. And the catfish improving. The shad, which are the primary bait fish for catfish, are still a bit small, but will be soon reaching their appropriate size, and the white bass or the catfish action will turn on. But the white bass fishing right now is in full swing all over the lake. They're chasing shad, and that's the way we like it. Anglers are enjoying some great action, catching large numbers of white bass. So now's the time to head out if you're a white bass fisherman. And at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, there's more good fishing to report. Largemouth bass are rated good here. Minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, black and blue jigs, all producing fish. They're coming in from the Jackie Branch to Sandusky Cove and below the dam. They're fishing in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes, and they're fishing along the bridges and along the rocks. And the crappie fishing, excellent, as it has been throughout much of the year. Mealworms, small and medium minnows, quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs, all producing good catches. Most of these fish are coming from shallow water and the fish attractors. From the shoreline, try fishing near structures. The hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, and the Ina Boat Ramp. Try the Jackie Branch, breakwater, and off Mine 121 Road. Fish the main lake drop-off areas. And the bluegill fishing, it's good. Just the way we like it here. Good action on the bluegill, and they're nice size too. Small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, and crickets all producing fish from the Sailboat Harbor and the Mine 21 Road. Try fishing shallow with the crickets, worms, or small jigs. Fish the back of the necks in the shallow banks and all over the rocks, all yielding good action. And another good bet, channel catfish rated excellent. Large minnows, leeches, commercial catfish baits, as well as night crawlers, all producing good catches of fish. Try leeches in moving water. Try fish drift fishing the flats. Set a line 3 to 4 feet deep and fish from shore over the rocks. Try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, the Jackie Branch, the North Sandusky Day Use Area. All good spots. And good action also reported for the white bass at Rend. Inline spinners and jig and curly tail grubs all producing fish around the 154 bridges. Fish along the rocks in the drop-off areas and fish in the shallow bays and near the brushy cover and bushes. So as you can see, we've got plenty of good fishing to report, and I think we're going to have a very good week when it comes to white bass, particularly if you're headed to Carlisle Lake. So that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.